Wool farmers have long left the mule and plow in, well, the dust, in exchange for technology such as GPS-driven tractors, remote irrigation controls, and much more. But now high-tech agriculture is about to get even more techy with the use of domestic drones. Yes, those creepy things we read about in the news being used for war applications and spying may also have some ag applications. Gretchen West with the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems International says the Federal Aviation Administration is currently developing rules for commercial drone use by farmers.
Their primary function really is to provide aerial imagery of whatever the crop may be. Most of them are very small, kind of around 25 pounds or even less, and can be deployed very easily. They're remotely operated from a person on the ground.
West says one of the advantages to the drones would be their affordability.
A lot of farmers, I don't believe, could afford manned aviation that do crop spraying or just monitor fields, and this would be a more affordable tool for them to cover more acreage and get a different perspective from the air as opposed to walking through a field looking for damage after a hailstorm or things of that nature.
The FAA is now deciding on test sites for domestic drones to be used for ag, search and rescue, and other non-warfare applications, and is expected to pick half a dozen test sites in December, with 7,500 drones predicted to fill the air in 5 years. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.